The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. Please raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic. Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures or satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Group Section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom and welcome to the Mission Maitreya's Conversation Room, which reveals the whole truth and the plan of God for humanity. And now we all know what God has been trying to do for the last 12,000 years, and all the religion which has been sent to humanity to this point have a place in God's work. And if humanity is the seeker of the truth and they completely want to know what the plan of God was and what was he doing, this is it. God has revealed it to humanity now, and no other religion before it had the plan completed and revealed to man. And those who do not agree with us, they want to be correct but not a seeker of the truth, because the truth is glaringly shining in the face of those who see that indeed no other revelation could reveal the whole plan, because all of them in one way or the other revealing to humanity that they are not perfect, they are not complete. And therefore those who are the real seeker of the truth, they can see this clearly in this revelation that now have come to humanity and unified them. And God is telling humanity that I have had a plan. I have been sending all these religions, all these revelations, all these prophets with clear signs to humanity, and each of them had a great truth for man. Therefore, they can now come together, no matter what religion they are in, and realize they are a part of a plan of God and a truth and a path, that each of them are indeed necessary to perfect and complete this plan of God. We are indeed at the end time, and this is the revelation that all the religion have been waiting for to come, and there is no religion on earth that is not waiting for another revealer to come and reveal this truth to them. Therefore, humanity should stop resisting God and his revelations, and he reveal his revealers, and come together and see clearly indeed God now is unifying man and telling them you are brothers and sisters, and the only way to peace is the communion of light. This is the message that each of us should take with us and take us to every corner on earth and preach to every person we could, and let them know that they are our brothers, no matter where they are and what religion, background, nationality, gender, color of skin, whatever And wherever they are a part of God's universe and creation, and therefore they should come together and recognize this and look into how they can bring peace and unity and beauty of God to earth. And the way has been given. The way is the community of light, community based on the eternal divine path, which shows that you have to know thyself, you have to understand yourself, you have to improve yourself, you have to know the word of God. You should not hang into your religion or dogmas and past and what you have been taught before, but seek the truth, seek the God's word and God's ways, and also improve yourself by meditation, contemplation, concentration, and by going deep inside and overcoming any narrowness of the mind, any imperfection in you. And these imperfections, of course, in every human, their very creation is a relative truth, and it's not ultimate. That is why you cannot find absolute perfection in creation, because in relativity there is no absolution or absolute. Only God is absolute, and you can only find the perfection in God. If you can let God come to 100% all the time, then you might come closest to perfection. And therefore, recognize and realize that imperfection is a part of the universe, and therefore work toward that perfection, but accept that as far as you are in the body, as far as you are in the creation, the perfection can come to the closest possible, but there's always going to be some imperfection in it. Therefore, by this realization and recognition, you do not seek perfection all the time, then you are not perfect yourself. First, as Christ said, take the beam out of your eye before you can take the speck out of the eyes of your brother. So do not judge, do not sit in the seat of God as judge, but perfect yourself so other people accept your judgment as close to the perfection and justice. And of course, justice is closest to the spirit of God. So we can see these things are clearly revealed to humanity, and now is the time for implementation and realization of this truth. And the implementation means we work together closely. And there are some misunderstanding with some disciples that when I say that this time it's time for the disciples to do the work of God, they think it means that I will be out of the work and they can go ahead and teach whatever they want and do whatever they do without getting close to me, and we can work together. And that is not the revelation of God. Revelation of God says at in this time we will work together closely and we understand the will of God in this work. And therefore, by understanding this, we can work together in mundanity. And as I just explained, in mundanity there is no perfection. So there is imperfection might creep up in the work, but at the same time we can work with realizing the divinity that have come to do this mission, and therefore keep our spirit in the highest level, which realization that God indeed has come through this mission, and we have find it. Indeed, it is your religion, it is your belief, it is your faith. By recognizing and realizing this is your religion and faith, it is between you and God that see you are a part of His greatest revelation ever has come to humanity. By this, of course, the mission is yours. You and the mission will become one. And of course, when you are one with the mission, we are one together. And this is the time for gathering of the eagles, the elects, those who have the ability to work in mundanity, but always keep their eyes in the divinity that have revealed to them. And they do not become fault finder and judgmental, but they become flowing to make this mission work. They do not care who is in what position in the mission, but what they can do wherever they are by accepting that we are all brothers and sisters and work in this mission together to bring kingdom on earth. We already have a lot of egos and problems on earth and a struggle between, you know, different positions and people on earth. We are creating a new man that they can cooperate, they can coordinate, they can accept each other as where they are and improve themselves in their endeavor by working together and creating an environment free of ego and ego trips and all the psychological and hang-ups that ego brings. We are creating a new man, indeed. The new man is the man that follows the eternal divine path, bring God's spirit to their life, bring God's spirit to the community. That's why it's called communities of light, community of God. Community based on the eternal divine path. Eternal divine path is awakening of spiritual forces, which covers all the mystical paths, Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, Sufis, saints in Christianity. All of them say, know thyself to know God. That's the first step in the eternal divine path. The second step is to create the communities of light. That is the Old Testament. God is trying to find a people who will accept him as their king and his laws as the laws that they will follow. Therefore, they will accept him as their leader, their king. Indeed, he is the king. He is the only teachers, actually, we have in the mission. God is your teachers. And of course, we have people that they have time and energy and want to travel and preach and spread this message. We call them the teacher also, for the lack of better word. But the true teacher, of course, is God. And you can always refer to him, no matter who is called a teacher. The ultimate teacher is God. Even if I say something is not based on the word of God, and is dogma or misunderstanding, of course I will be in the way if I do that. But hopefully I won't. I will be pure enough to let God come through to you and bring his words in the clearest way possible. And it seems so far it has been done. It has been written down. It has been cleared, purified, and now it's in our website and you can go and see the revelation in clearest and simplest language possible. And of course, the third step is sacrifice. No communities can be created without sacrifice. And that is the message of New Testament. Christ taught us, love your brother, and he who lay his life for his friends, he is indeed a friend. And of course, after all this sacrifice and all that, we still might have our own will, our own understanding. We cannot work with God. We cannot work with God's messenger because we have dogmas. We have misunderstanding of our previous religion that has made the prophet and the Messiah to such an extent of impossible for any human to feel, you know, feel his shoes. They have to overcome that and see exactly what our teachings are. His teachings are that the Messiah should know everything about sound, about computers, about everything, or you are a advisor to him to tell him what's the best computer, what's the best server, what's the best sound to be to things, so he can use your advice in many things. He is just a plain messenger who bring the message of God to you and humanity. Otherwise, in many mundane levels, you might know more about them than he might know. So understand God's word, understand our teachings, and do not rely on all your own understanding, and therefore you can then see the word of God clearly. Then we can work together clearly in mundane level, but we always keep the divinity among us and realize that not only we work in mundanity, but also we approach the divinity of God and bring the kingdom of God on earth. Therefore, this is a time of implementation of this great revelation. And of course, when you come to the implementation, they say the devil is in the detail. Then you get to the nitty-gritty of the umbrella of the eternal divine path. You have to deal with the community, you have to deal with the human, you have to deal with ego, you have to deal with the problems that we have on earth, and teach them not to have those egos, not to have those human trends anymore, but become divine, become a channel for God. And that is very hard for some people to overcome their ego. They're ambitious, they want to dominate, they feel, you know, that if they are not receiving enough attention, therefore, you know, they cannot function. So we deal with the ego. It gets right to the a small part of implementation, but that is the part that we should excel best, because we have all the tools. We have the eternal divine path, we have communities of light, we have the psychology, we have meditation, we have chanting, we have dancing. We have all the tools to overcome what have created a mess on earth. If we can create 144,000 such a people that they can work together egolessly, they can work together cooperatively, if they can work together toward the manifestation of this mission, if they recognize and realize this is their religion, this is their faith, and everybody in this religion and faith are brothers and sisters to them, then we can create a well-oiled, efficient organization with the wonderful people who have God in them, and they know God, and they let God come through all the time. And we can indeed bring the kingdom of God on earth. But if we give our ego and false finding and everything that we already have on earth, then what a difference between us and what already has been on earth. So we have a new approach, a new wine in a new skin for humanity, and it is up to you to look at it, you know, deeply, and are willing to change from ego to egoless, from human to a child of God, a son of God. And with this, of course, you will become a productive member of this organization or and this mission of God's work, a soldier, a fantastic elect that can accomplish great thing on earth. So we can see that we are creating a new human on earth, a new way of thinking. Otherwise, we are going to have the same problems we had before. And after, of course, we sacrifice for the community, you know, that is the greatest achievement, is to surrender the resolve to God. Okay, I meditate, I awaken my spiritual forces, I try to create the communities of light, I sacrifice for it, But still, I'm attached to the result and say, hey, give me attention. I am the doer. No, God is not the doer. I'm the, and when the things doesn't go exactly the way you want it, they, of course, bring depression and unhappiness, and you start blaming mission or me or someone else for it, when indeed you have been attached to the result of your action. And that is what the highest spiritual realization comes, surrendering of the result to God, or even better than that, realizing that God is the doer through you, and with that, God and you become one. And that is the goal of life. The goal of the life is to become divine, to be one with God. And with this realization, you let God come through. When you let God come through, and everybody in the community let God come through, then we have a godly community. And in that godly community, of course, God will manifest in a greater degree. And we can see clearly that we can create the communities of light. Of course, the next step is shatter all narrowness of the mind, realizing that the whole universe is God. There is nothing out of Him. There is no separation between any article or any part of the universe with another part. And therefore, everybody is included in God's plan. With this, of course, all the prejudicity, separation, and narrowness of the mind is out, and we indeed shatter any egotism, any problem on earth. This is the people who are elect, and that is what we are trying to create. Therefore, look at yourself. Am I this? Have I shattered all the narrowness of the mind? Or am I still attached to my language, to my nation, to my culture, to my family, to my narrowing concept that does not let me go beyond them? And with this, of course, if we can find 144,000 people can follow this eternal divine path, we will have a new man. The children of God indeed, the Israelites, those who struggle with God, the children of light. That is the concept of the Israelites, those who struggle with God in bringing the kingdom of God to earth. And that is what each of you have to look at yourself. Am I really all this? Am I really following the eternal divine path? Or am I in the mission but still hanging into my old habits and old beliefs? And with this, of course, you will realize you have to work a little harder. You have to see yourself in a clearer way and work with me and not judge me, but work with me closely as two humans. But always remember the divinity that have come through this vessel. Therefore, we can work together in creation of the communities of light and bringing God's kingdom on earth, which has been foretold to come, and now it's here. There is no question in the mind of those that they have seen this vision. They have seen the revelation based on the word of God. They have seen indeed this is the last revelation of God. This is the revelation of the seven angel revealed through the line of the tribe of Judah. That is what Muslims are waiting to come as the revealer of the last revelation at the end time. And we are at the end time, so don't take this lightly. We are going toward the tribulation and destruction. The sooner we get rid of our own egos and get involved and become egoless and work with the mission and not looking for anybody else to support us, but be self-starter. Be a person that can start things by yourself and get the mission spread out in any way possible. Of course, I will have only 1 hour of conversation if there will not be any questions from next week, if there's no question room and no conversation with me, then it's going to become a satsang, which is okay. But we will keep it in an hour. And if, of course, there is any questions after an hour, I will stay longer and we go over them. But the whole purpose of this room, of course, is to come together, ask questions. Although I understand that there is not many questions really left, haven't been answered. And if you have a question and you go to our search engine and search for them, you will see that there are plenty of questions there that have been answered. But if you have questions have not been answered, bring them here and we will be glad to answer them. But if there is no a questions, of course, we will keep this room only open for an hour, and I'll just repeat the teaching that has been explained hundreds and time, probably thousands of time for last 25 years. And the base of our teaching is that God has indeed prophesied. He promised that many revealer, many prophets will come, and he covered in history and his revelations a path, and which called eternal divine path. There have been seven major revelation to humanity, and now this revelation is been revealed. The seven revelation is unified together. Some people come to our rooms and say, "No, it's impossible. How can you unify Christian and Jews and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists?" And it's done. It's here. The only thing they have to do is to, overcome their beliefs in dogmas and human-made concepts. Then they can clearly see, yes, indeed, God said he will do this and he has done it. So God indeed exists. He is in the universe. He is the creator of this manifested universe. This manifested universe is not an ultimate truth. That's what is decays. It's not perfect. It gets destroyed. And no matter, even galaxies eventually, fall on themselves and eventually become black holes and destruction come to them. So there is nothing in this universe is permanent. Therefore, those who seek permanency in this temporary universe, they will be disillusioned and they will realize, no, it is not possible to have permanency in a temporary state of things. And of course, all the religion who says they have the last word of God, they should recognize and realize that this is impossible, because their prophet could not know everything we know now and reveal to humanity. And therefore, as their prophet themselves, clearly stated, they did not reveal everything because they could not. It was impossible for them because God didn't reveal it to them. But this time, God has done it. He indeed brought Hinduism, Buddhism, he made us to know all about these religions and ability to research and search and go to the library and read about all religion, or go to the websites or internet and find all the religions we want to know about. And now is the time that really everybody knows about all the religions on earth. Before that, they could not have done it. It was impossible. And of course, with internet, now it is spreading all over the world. Our sound, our voice is going to every corner on earth. The only thing you have really to do is have a cheap computer and a connection to some internet provider and come to the Pal Talk or go to our website. You can see our picture, you can see our sound, you can hear us, you can see us, and you can read about this teaching and revelation. And if you are the true seeker, you will be amazed how God has been sending all these religions together, and now they are one. They are united, unified. And this is the only religion acceptable at this time. From this time on, any other religion is narrow. It is has full of dogmas. It is not purified. It's not the whole truth. And God already said, no, that his revelation is not going to be perfect until the seventh angel comes, until the seventh revealer comes, until the seventh revelation comes. When the seven seals are opened, the book sealed with the seventh seal is revealed. It is done. It is finished. The only thing is left for us to recognize and follow eternal divine path, get our rid of our egos, our misunderstanding, our concept, our cultural biases that we have been grown up with, and purify ourselves as a soldier of God, as a paravipra, as a person who is ready egolessly work for God 24 hours a day and not back off, because they know their future is going to be with God, and that is everybody should go to God, and this is the promise that has been given to the elect. They will become his son, they will become one with God, they will reach pure consciousness and heaven. And therefore, with this revelation, you have the best path, best revelation, and the way is clearly given. We are not here to put other religions down, or like other religion just bound you to this revelation and say everybody else is bad out there, so don't be careful, and create fear in your heart so we can keep you in the church. If we can fear, the easiest way to control people is to create fear in them, and indeed we do not create any fear whatsoever. We believe that elects are these are chosen, are those that they have been called for from God, and now they are here and they are ready to take this up and go for it, and therefore they are just self-motivated people who love the revelation of God and see the truth in it, and they are my brothers and sisters and co-worker, and we come together, and we do not put any other religion down. We just tell you the dogmas in the religion which has to go, and if they also see this clearly, of course we have the truth and we can reveal it to them, and they also can become our brothers and sisters, and we can work together. Therefore, this is the only revelation probably on earth that doesn't say any all the other religion are not good. Muslims are all terrorists. All the Christianity and Judaism is corrupted by changing the scripture. And all those things that all this religion have been taught, and they cannot accept other religion and incorporate to what they already have. We have incorporated indeed all the religions together, as God said they will be, seven seal, seven revelation, and they are a part of this truth. The only thing we oppose to in other religion are their dogmas and man-made ideas, which indeed create separation and destruction and bring the disunity that we can see on earth and exist right in front of us, and we can see the result: wars, destruction, killing, in dehumanizing other people, and eventually, of course, we will pay for all the karma we make by the action we take. So nobody is immune to the result of their actions. We can choose our action, but we do not choose the result. The result is the law of God. So we can see that with understanding this, we have completely realized that there is a law, there is a justice in universe. Okay, there is, God is just, and he has created the system that we pay for what we sow. We reap what we sow, and that is the law of karma. And therefore, if human can understand that, they will stop being unjust. They will start to be destructive. They will start to start unjust wars, and the things that we have been created on earth, and they will realize and recognize and will see their lessons eventually. So not only humans have karmas, but groups, communities, nations have also karma, and they can create karma, and they pay for it, and therefore they have to come to this same conclusion. Their salvation is eternal divine path. Their salvation is our system to create an environment that every man, woman, and child can progress physically, mentally, spiritually, to the highest possible, so they can know themselves and recognize and realize their ego, their attachments, their desires, their wants, the things that make them unhappy, and forget about God. And indeed, ego is so huge and demanding that they forget about God. Although they have seen the vision, they might drop God because they can not recognize that indeed they are a part of God, and their ego is in the way. My mission is not in the way. The ego, which is in the way, and that have to go, and then they can free themselves from all those things that keep us from accepting God. Indeed, the ego become like an umbrella, like a shield, that we don't feel God anymore. Indeed, some people say, "Where are you, God? Why you left me?" He cannot leave you. How can God leave you? God is you. God is a part of you. You have been created by God from His body, from His essence. How can God leave you alone? The only reason we don't feel God is because our ego is in the way, our subconscious mind is in the way, our desires and attachments and wants are in the way. Maya is in the way. If we can lift that with understanding and following eternal divine path, then we can experience God more often. Of course, in this day and age, with these lifestyles and world, it's harder to do this easily. But as we create the communities of light more and more, indeed, people who do not have any ego, or at least have a very small ego, live in the communities of light more and more. So we can all dance together and create an environment that, like a Feast of Tabernacle. For 8 days, everybody comes here and enjoy the feast. And if we have less and less ego in those feasts, even those feasts are going to be a fantastic 8 days for everybody, that their spirit will be lifted to the highest. And if the people in the feast do not cut the energy, you know, and bring the ego to the group, then that energy will flow in a greater degree to everybody, and they can experience what the communities of light means. And then they take that with them for the next, the rest of the year, and they desire to be in such an environment all the time. So we can have Feast of Tabernacle 12 months or the whole year together. And that wonderful environment in the communities of light will help humanity to be humane. Help humanity to fulfill all the basic necessary for human psyche, you know, belongingness to the community, excelling in the community, being supported and taken care of in the community. Children will be nourished and nurtured in the community. Old people will have a place to live without worrying about, you know, old age, and eventually create an environment that they can be taken care of, and all the worries and destructive tendencies that lives now, and the old people that they are neglected and completely forgotten in the world and many places, or children, they don't have, you know, safe harbor or place to go. So we need good people who want to see this happen. The community is happen. Children are supported and nurtured and brought up in a wonderful environment. You know, young people are able to sacrifice and come together and create some place that old people and children can have, you know, safe place to live. And that needs cooperation, that means coordination, that means ability to sacrifice and give of yourself to the community in a greater degree. So this is the vision that humanity have to work toward. This is the word of God that wants to see to happen. And the community of light is the salvation of man. If we can create a community of light all over the world and create such a system and environment that support this idea, you know, the earth will not be what it is now. It's going to be a wonderful place that you will be born. You will be living in an environment that based on egolessness, and your childhood be full of joy and support and wonder, and every child will be taken care of in a greater degree. And when you grow up, you become a responsible a human that is willing to go work and bring the resources to the community. Therefore, community can be supported with many people. Community will be safe because there are people that they will be in the communities. So the criminals will not be able to, you know, do whatever they want because the father and mother have to go to work and the children have to stay at God knows where, and therefore they are hurt or whatever we can see is happening in this world. And of course, when you got old, you know you will have a community to support you. You don't have to worry about your CDs and your money that you have to put you know, aside when you are getting old. And when they come to die, of course, you are in God and it's easy to go. You say, oh, okay, I'm ready to go. And there is no problem because you know you shall return very easily, you know, and we will be reincarnated. So we will have a earth which is the kingdom of God. We will bring the communities of light on earth. We can bring the kingdom of God on earth by seeing this vision, by seeing how wonderfully it works together. It's like a hand and glove, you know. Every part of the this mission and this revelation is a perfect match for the rest of it. Walking Anointed is asking, who exactly is Maitreya? Well, that is a question that really you have to answer yourself, but Maitreya especially is the expected Buddha, the fifth Buddha to come, according to the Buddhist. Of course, okay, that's fine, Joaquin. Therefore, the name Maitreya is come from the Buddhist background, and it is prophesied or foretold by Buddha that after 2,500 years after him, when the Buddhism is no longer is what it was originally revealed by Buddha, another Buddha will rise who will bring a teaching which is even greater than what he brought. And in that time, all the Buddhists should go to Maitreya and accept his teaching as their teaching. Of course, we believe, of course, this revelation is more than a teaching of a Buddhism. I also have other names like Muhammad, Vijay Kumar, and many, many other names that has been given to men, to me, and all of them all have a reason for them and fulfill some prophecies. Of course, the Muslim are waiting for Christ or Isa to return. Christian are waiting for Christ to return, and Jews are waiting for Messiah to come. And Hindus are waiting for the Kalki avatar, and the Baha'is are waiting for he who will be manifest return after Ba'ath. So all of these religion have an expectation of coming of a revealer, and all of them, at least most of them, except Baha'is, that believe that the revelation comes, and perfect each other, and it never ends. But of course, that is not a scriptural, because the scripture says it will be finished in the seventh revelation. It's done. Therefore, this revelation is the revelation that is expected in all the religion on earth, and it includes all the religion on earth. And the Maitreya, of course, is one of the name I've been given. And this revelation is not only just an idea of a man sitting one day and say, "Oh, that's a good idea. Just put all these religions together and unify them. How can we do that?" Oh, okay, we put this one as the awakening of the spiritual forces, and put that one as the community of light, and this one as a sacrifice, and the other one as a surrendering and submission and universalism. And we call anybody who went through this path an elect, and this elect is going to help the humanity to go to pure consciousness. And we say, well, our revelation is the pure consciousness and unifying force. It's impossible. If you read our teachings and revelation and what is being revealed to humanity, it is not possible for a man to do that, because it also reveals how every revelation have come, how God promised that revelation will come, and how that revealer bring that part of the eternal divine path, and on, history and creation, and everything just fits together and is revealed. So if you can see that, then you will see it is impossible for a man just sit there and create it, and therefore it's from God. It has come from the spirit. It has come to humanity, for humanity, and for all humanity. Actually, this is the only revelation that's come for all humanity. It is not for a specific people. Just like Jews or Hebrew or Old Testament came for the Hebrews, the 12 tribe of Israel. Christianity came for the last tribe of Israel. Islam came for Muslim and Ishmael and the children of Ishmael and the related people to them. And all of them have come for a specific people. This one is for all the humanity, and it's not for one group or one specific people. It is for the it is a it, it's a universal revelation to all humanity. So Maitreya is the person who reveals this revelation. He has been blessed with God's spirit to bring this revelation to humanity, and he is just a plain messenger, and his message is the eternal divine path, and he is here to work with everybody who is on earth, and therefore we can come together as one nation, one people, as the children of God. And that is the salvation of man at this time. That is the next evolutionary leap for humanity. And any other way or endeavor is not going to give fruit, because it is not based on the will of God. And they can resist it, they can not accept it, they can go their own way, they can stay in their religion, they can believe in their dogma, but they're all done. There's no longer God will honor those approaches. Nina Infinite is asking, "I have wondered for all my life how division in church and I guess synagogues, etc., can ever make unity happen. Exclusion and hatred never made inclusion and love happen." Absolutely, Nina. That is the first thing a lot of elects and those who see our vision wonder about. Why? If there is very simple question. If there is only one God, How can we have so many different religions? And all of them claim that they represent only one God that sent all these religions. How can it be possible? And then the division among them, misunderstanding, and separation, and hate, and destruction. That simple question now has been answered clearly. Indeed, there is only one God. And he sent all this religion. But each of these religions have a part of the whole truth. Just like that example we give many times, just like a five blind man and an elephant. Each blind man took a part of the elephant and said, that is how elephant looked like. The one who had the trunk said it's like a hose. The one who had the tusks, he said, no, it's smooth and bony. The one who had the legs, he said, it's no, it's a cylindrical. Who had the ear said, no, it's like a leaf. And the one who had the tail, so now it sounds like a broom. So all were fighting that how the elephant looked like. And then a man with the side came and said, you all are right. Yes. You have the trunk, you have the tusk, you have the ear, you have the legs, and you have the tail. Elephant is all of them. Now it's happened. It is revelation. It's telling to humanity, you now have the whole elephant revealed to you with this revelation. And each of you have a part of it, but none of you have the whole. This is the whole thing. So that question, indeed, the question most humanity asks themselves at this time. And if you go to our website and read our teaching and understand this vision, you will see there is no separation. There is no many. There is no Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Islam, but eternal divine path. They are a part of it. We do not oppose their prophets. We do not say they are not good. We just say they don't have the whole picture. And they can improve their religion. Indeed, you will become a better Muslim, a better Christian, a better Hindu, a better Jew, if you understand this teaching better. Then you indeed have a great grip of the reality and the truth and the whole truth, and therefore you will see, you know, that God is one and there is only one revelation and that's it, which unify all of them. Indeed, that is a good question that you ask yourself, and now your answer is here. You can go to our website or come to our room and see the vision clearly why. Now we can have love, we can have understanding, we can get rid of hate and destruction on earth and bring the unity that humanity needs it so badly. Some people say if we become unified and we do not politicalize the religions, then we don't have enough resources on earth for everybody. And especially those who have, they're afraid that they have to give up a lot to those who do not have. But that's not truth. We have not explored the ocean. There are many, many resources in the ocean can be used. We have not explored the space. And there are infinite resources in a space to bring the standard of living of every man and woman and child on earth to a greater degree. But remember, when the standard of living went up, do not forget God. That is one of the historical lesson that humanity have to learn. When human or a society become prosperous, they put God out. And because they say we are God ourselves, we don't need God. And that society or those good people become ungrateful to the blessing that God gave them. And that is when God will take his blessing from them. And history has shown, no matter who they are, just like Roman, they ruled the earth for 1,000 years, but even Rome's 1,000 years of power did not help them when they become this ungrateful to the blessing that God gave them. Therefore, that is another lesson that nations and people have to listen and realize and never become ungrateful, no matter how rich and powerful or blessing of God is going to come to them. They have to stay with God and bring the Spirit of God in them, no matter how materially they advance in any society, in anything. So if you can see, this lesson is going to be repeat itself if they do not listen and they do not learn it. So there are a lot of lessons for humanity to learn to be able to become godly and bring God's Spirit and His laws to them. And that's the only way it works, because He is the creator. He's just like an engineer who creates an engine, a car. He knows what is how that car has been created. Where is the carburetor? Where is the cylinder? Where are the distributor, electric distributor, and all that. So He knows exactly how it works, and He has sent His ways through the scriptures, through the prophets to humanity, and now is calling to them to come and become unified in this revelation. Therefore, indeed, there is only one God, there is not many gods, and that God sent all these revelations to humanity, and now we know the whole truth. Okay, it's 11 o'clock. If there are not any more questions in the room, you know, I can just go ahead and on, tell you about this revelation, and how wonderful it is, and how it unifies all religions of the world, and it is the last revelation of God, and the tribulation is coming, and we should get together and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth and create the communities of light. But I have done that many, many times, and you can listen to them in the website. Shirin has a question. Go ahead, Shirin.
Salam, Maitreya, and salam, everyone. This came up this week that I guess we're really looking for a deeper understanding of this word. A word that is related to paravipras or the elects in the sixth seal is dynamic. I think a lot of people in today's society have a misinterpretation of what dynamic means, and think that it's opposite of humble and we don't want to be dynamic, but that's what a paravipra is. Could you expand or explain a little bit more about how a paravipra is dynamic?
Well, paravipra is dynamic because, first of all, he meditates, he tries to know himself or herself. He or she will correct any problem they have in their psychological upbringing. They concentrate, they live with other people in the community, and when you live in the community or with other people, your faults, the things that you have to improve, will be exaggerated hundreds and thousands times. Because if you live by yourself in an apartment or in a house and nobody is around, it's very easy to believe that you are wonderful, you are a good person and all that. Then you find another person as friend or a person that you want to marry with, and suddenly you see other person doesn't really appreciate you as much as you thought wonderful you were. And a lot of misunderstanding and a struggle start between couples, and they are not as happy or content with another person because now somebody is telling you are not as wonderful as you think you are. And therefore, we can see, then you can look at yourself, the struggle start to looking at yourself and improving yourself, getting along with another person, you know, arguing, discussing, and eventually, if you could come together in such a point of understanding, you both might grow together and become one and become more forgiving, more able to change, so the other person can stand you and you can stand other person. So we can set it harder. Now imagine 12 people living in a community, and they are, of course, watching each other, seeing each other every day, and living. And there are 11 p other people are telling you you are not as wonderful as you think you are, and therefore your progress is going to be accelerated in a much, much greater degree. Now, if you live in a community of light, of course, there are around 2,000 people that they might be able to help you out to progress. So you progress mentally and spiritually and psychologically. Then, of course, you have to live in a community. As we said, you have a lot of people around you. You are not all by yourself. Then you have to sacrifice. You have to give up yourself, and you no longer self-centered and thinking all about me, 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 but become a person of giving and giving and giving. And then, of course, you let God come through. God is dynamic. God created the whole universe. He created the Big Bang. He created the galaxies. He created a lot of things. So he is a creator. He's a dynamic person, a being. A spirit of God is dynamic. If you have the spirit of God coming through you, you work smart. You work not hard, but what you do has a greater effect on in your environment. You can help other people in a much greater degree than working hard without having the spirit of God letting you to do the most important thing, which is to create a community of light and create an environment for everybody to follow it and all the divine path. Therefore, you become a spirit of God, which is dynamic and work in a higher levels. And then, of course, you become in university. You shatter all the knowledge of mind. You're not afraid of Muslim or Buddhist or Hindus or different religions or different cultures. So you are open to open yourself to them also and teach them as well. And therefore, you create a better rapport with many, many people. And also, you don't have the psychological hang-up of fear, desire, attachments, and all that. And therefore, you are able to be much more effective in your approach in life. And of course, dynamic does not mean egoistical. Yes, you are indeed correct. A lot of people think if they are dynamic, that means they're self-centered, they're selfish, they're egoistical, and they talk louder, they take over things, and they push other people down so they can go get ahead. And that is dynamism. That is dynamism of egotism, which create resentment and disunity and problems. But the Parivipra's dynamism is cooperation, coordination, teaching other people not to be egoistical, but bring them together and cooperate with them and they with him or her, so they can create an environment that everybody can progress and accomplish great things. If you can get other people's cooperation, if you can bring them together to work with you, eventually you can accomplish more if you ever could have done it by yourself. And of course, that is the part of the leadership, ability to dedicate the responsibility to other people and let them own the work and the job so they can accomplish things that you alone by yourself probably could have done 1/10 or 1/100 of what it is. So a dynamic person is the person that the Spirit of God comes through with no egotism but cooperation, not domination. Yes, indeed, a lot of people think that dynamism these days by means domination and dominating other people. And but dynamic does not mean domination, but means cooperation and leadership and all that. So it is a new way of thinking. It's a new way of coming together. It's an, especially in the West, it's a new way of realizing that, you don't have to dominate to bring the cooperation of other people with you and accomplish great things, but by leadership. That's why we are looking for Paraviprasas. Paraviprasas are the people. They do this mission by following eternal divine path, by becoming effective in what they do without dominating, and also teaching other people not to be domineering, but cooperation with them. And with this cooperation, of course, they can accomplish great things together. So that is what the Paravipra's dynamism come from. Not by egotism, not by domination, not by not actually their dynamism come with because they're so humble, from their humility of being accepted with other people as a person that they can work with, and they are not domineering, and they are not creating egoistical environment. Because if we had the egoistical environment, why do we need the eternal divine path? Why do we need this revelation? We already have him. We have made a mess out of this world with egotism and domination and all that. We need a new dynamism, dynamic people, and that is the eternal divine path. That is the spirit of God come through the understanding and realizing how we can accomplish with concentrating in higher things. So that is the difference between a Paravipra and a regular egoistical dynamic person. Usually those who have a ego and they are dynamic, they do accomplish things, but at the end they lose greatly at the end. I hope that answers your question. If you have a follow-up, go ahead. Those who, of course, come to the mic have the priority in their questions. Therefore, we go to Shakti. Go ahead, Shakti.
Thank you, Maitreya G. Yes, it makes me think that Paravipra would be great at managing and delegating without ego. And that's great. And I know that there are people in this mission who are like that, and thanks to God that we have them.
Yes, indeed. Also, in the mission, we are all learning. We have come from the background. Also, we believe those who come to this mission, they have been meditating and progressing for many lifetimes, and meditating and knowing themselves much better than the rest of humanity, and they have already been chosen and called for. But of course, they also have been living in this society and this world, and they also have learned the way of the world. And now, of course, we have bringing a new approach to them, a new way of for them, a new leadership ability to create the rapport and cooperative way of doing things, and that is what we are looking for. And those people who are leaders in the community and the mission, of course, they are learning themselves. So those who are in the leader position need compassion and a lot of prayer also from those who are led. And those who are not in the leadership position, of course, if they have the ability to be leader, they should come forward and manifest it. And of course, they will be. But they also have to realize and recognize not to be egoistical, not be domineering, not to create an environment that it is not peaceful and kosher and good for everyone. And they would the greatest energy will be blocked with the leaders if they are not connected to God. If they are not connected to God, then block the energy, and they become an obstacle in the way of God. And therefore, the responsibility of leaders of to meditate, to see themselves clearly: are they domineering? Are they dominating? Are they egoistical? Are they cooperative? And therefore, they should let the Spirit of God come through. The energy flows through them to other people, so other people receive it. And they also cooperate with such an energy. That is your answer. That is how you become dynamic, by letting the Spirit of God come through, not your ego. And that is the real Paravipra is. So we can see, indeed, we are in the school together, in this mission, learning. Those who are led learn to pray for those who lead. Those who lead, they meditate and pray to God to come through as much as possible. So hopefully more and more we create the leaders that they can create an environment without domination and egotism. And also those who are led should become more compassionate and pray for those who lead, and also understand maybe it is their ego is in the way. Maybe the leader is sending a lot of, you know, godly energy to them, but they are holding their ego at the top of their head and they're not letting their energy come through. So we are all learning together. Okay, yeah, there are two questions there in the PM for me. Okay, marked by Yusus. Okay, Nina is asking, marked by USU, continuous and productive dynamic, marked by continuous and productive activity or change, energetic, forceful personality. Okay, all right, apparently Nina is giving us a definition of some dictionary or some word that he has find, what it's explained, what the meaning of the dynamic is. And of course, that we see is, it's interesting right there. It says energetic, forceful personality. That is not the definition of Paravipra. Paravipra can be forceful. There's nothing bad in this universe, as we have taught many times. Just like a knife of a surgeon, it can be used for healing or it can be used for killing. The knife doesn't have any evil spirit in it. It just is. But at the hand of the killer, it can be a kill, and in the hand of a healer, it can heal. Of course, forcefulness also sometimes can be used to drive a point in a situation. But if a person is always forceful, always domineering, then that is not the correct definition of the Paravipra dynamism. Paravipra's dynamism comes from the Spirit of God, which comes through them. And Adele is asking, imagine that being in a community of light at first will be really difficult, but eventually will be very beautiful as all come together through God. Indeed, indeed, at this time, indeed, we are in a difficult period of people learning to live in the communities of light, come close together. And when I was growing up, I used to go to a village and live there, and I have seen how the communities of light, at least a community, I can't call that community communities of light, but at least a community in a village, how they were cooperative, they help each other, how they were happy, very happy people, although they didn't have much, but they were very happy people. And now of course we can have at the same time be happy, and now we are learning, the people who come, especially in the West, we are used to be preached, be individual, make it by yourself, be number one, and there's nothing about community, sacrifice, surrendering, submission to God, and all that. So we haven't really learned much to live in a community of life. And now God says, no, turn around, go back to communities, live together, cooperate, coordinate, and don't try to be number one all the time. Accept if somebody else has the ability, to let God come through, come in a position that can bring the energy of God to the community and the mission. And that those are very alien to our ears, and we are not used to them. But that is the will of God. That is the way God says it should be done. And of course, we are learning. And we are not expecting anybody in the East or in the West come to the community and already be perfect in it. But if you are willing to learn, if you are willing to go through the process. Eventually, you learn to be close to people, and eventually, you learn not to dominate if you are willing to learn. Of course, if you are not le learning and you are not willing to learn, no matter how much I preach, how much I tell you about the comings of light, you're going to continue doing the same thing over and over and over, and you never learn. The first step is the willingness to want to learn, to progress, to forego of your own ideas and understanding, but let God's ideas and understanding come to you, and then of course you will progress. But if you're stubborn and you want to stay where you are, and you say, you know, I'm a Paravipra, but I have no quality of the Paraviprasa, then it's an illusion. It's a ego is trying to feel good about a title, as, oh, I'm Paravipra. Paravipra is not a title. A Paravipra is a quality that person knows themselves. They come to the community and or create in the community, they sacrifice and so submit to God and become universalist. This is a quality they have to manifest. So you can see that indeed. I didn't receive your question, you know. Okay. So with this, it's a quality that have to be manifested by them, and we are in growing pain. Whole humanity is in growing pain. They all have to learn this. They all have to become egoless. They all, at least 144,000 people, have to become absolutely a Paravipra. And it's okay. We are patient. Not this lifetime, next lifetime. Eventually, we will get it. And I think Nina says yes. In group living efforts in America, these experiments fail for ego, for self interest, conflict, etc. Why is this? I see. Okay. Because the whole foundation of the United States was based on democracy and individual ability to manifest great things, and that was possible to this point because it was an unexplored continent. There was a lot of opportunities for new ideas and progress and self creativity. And that worked. Of course, things are limited in the manifested world. Those opportunities, no, the lands are not as much anymore that you can just go and just take over and start your own thing. You know, the opportunities are becoming less and less and fewer and fewer. And also, of course, the whole system is geared toward business world. And the big business become bigger and bigger become biggest, and all and on, and we can see that less and less opportunity left for individual to take advantage of. And so this is the lesson maybe come in the right time, that even West and America and Europe and everywhere else learn that, well, cooperation and communities of light bring a greater degree of peace and unity and security and all things that humanity needs. And it is failing because the opportunities are becoming less and less even here. And so this is indeed a good time for even them, even people in the West, realize that yes, this makes more sense than what they had before. I hope that answers your question, Nina. And Lucy, what is your, okay, Lucy is asking, what is your view regarding genes? Genes in Islam. Well, there are sure a spirit in the world that they live in a spiritual world, and most people cannot see them, and they are not even aware of their presence. Of course, ESPs, ESP, people who have ESPs or the ability to feel psychic energy, they have come out many times and told people, yes, there are such a beings or such a spirit, and they have proven, even some of them taking picture, or they have find, the places that such an spirit might be. It might be some warmer than other places in the environment. And of course, Prophet Muhammad revealed that when he recites the Quran, even jinns come and listen to him and listen to the Quran and marvel of the wonder of Quran. And indeed, there is a lot of truth in that, and there can be a spirit that exists on earth. And from your understanding, from where do they come or their origin? There's a possibility that some spirits, they have some unfinished business in on earth, and when they leave their body, they completely do not detach themselves from this external world, and therefore they stay and hang around and stay in this external world. So they don't go back completely to the spirit, but they stay in ethereal level, and they have an ethereal body, and they don't have physical body. That's what we can't see them, but they do have ethereal body, and in that ethereal level they wait and stay and live. Actually, there are people who do astral projection, or they leave their body and go to the ethereal level, and in that ethereal level they meet great masters, people. Sometimes they get scared. Even a lot of people have the experience of outer body experience when you wake up but you cannot completely move. You're absolutely disabled to move. That is when your spirit is not in the body, but your consciousness realizes that you're awake. But because the spirit is not in the body yet, you are absolutely paralyzed. You cannot move at all. But then suddenly your spirit come, and usually you shake and you feel very, shaky, because your body, spirit had to rush back to the body. And in that ethereal level, of course, there can be beings that living in that ethereal level that can be called jinn, or many people, even those who do astral projections, sometimes become trapped in that level and they cannot come to their body, or they just become a part of them. So indeed, such a level exists, but that is not the highest level. We have to go even beyond ethereal level to the spirit, which is the truth in the revelations and the scripture of God and His words. And therefore, we have to aim for unification, but with the spirit, unification with God, instead of unification or seeing jinns or going to ethereal level. Yes, indeed, there are many, many levels in this universe, and the ultimate, the highest, is pure consciousness and three creative forces in balance. That should be the aim. Therefore, jinns indeed exist, and Prophet Muhammad is correct. They do need this revelation. They do need Quran. They do need Bible and spiritual guidance, so they can free themselves from the trap that they have fallen into. And when the Prophet Muhammad was saying, he could see them, that they also listen to the words of God which have come through him. Okay, we are almost made it for hour and a half. I thought, we're not going to have any question, but at the end, sounded like a lot of question came out. And again, we hope you go to, you're welcome, Lucid, go to our website and study our teaching and learn how wonderful this revelation is and how none other revelation before it could have revealed the whole plan of God. And those who do not see this vision, they are indeed not seeking the truth. They're not putting the effort. They want to be right. They're attached to the religion or the dogmas or the prophet or the society, culture, whatever reason that ego likes to separate them and not let them see the whole truth. But if you indeed are the seeker, you will see the truth. It is from God. It has been revealed. And others says, Chitam said, www.maitreya.org, it's a sign of God. Yeah, the whole thing is a sign of God, although everything in this mission is the sign of God. And then you can see, indeed, God has sent his last revelation, and you will see the whole truth and the plan of God. Then tell your friends, tell your family, tell your countrymen. But if you are a place that telling this thing will endangered yourself, just keep it to yourself and find those that they are open to these ideas and just tell those that they will listen, but don't put yourself in danger. We don't want you put yourself in danger. It is God's word, it's God's mission, it will manifest. Little by little, all the religion will realize none of them can unify humanity. The only thing unifies is the one has unified them all together, and each of them have a part of God's plan. Be good, be with God, meditate on this word. Go to our website, download this session and listen to it again and again and again, and other sessions and everything in the website, and become familiar with this teaching and come and become a dynamic Paravipra. Salam everybody. See you next week.